The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hoop ballers. Let's talk about your balls. Yep, your balls and the area around them. Let's talk about manscaped.com. Go there and use promo code HOOPBALL20, HOOPBALL20. Use the promo code and go check out all the tools they have of trimming the hedges and taking care of your lawn, like the Lawnmower 3.0 with a built-in LED light to help you get into those dark thigh crevices on the inner parts. Also, the Gooch. It is hard to get to the Gooch if you can't see it. So use the LED light with the anti-tugless technology on the razor. Full long battery life. Then check out the weed whacker. Bring that out of the shed. Use it on your shrubs. Cut down what you need down to bare minimum if you need to. It's got a nice anti-tugless technology just like the Lawnmower 3.0. It's also got a lithium battery. And best news of all, these things are waterproof, so that way you can do it in the shower and take care of business in the cleanest way possible. HoopBall20 is the promo code that's going to get you free shipping as well as 20% off. I recommend using it. I recommend getting the complete care kit with your free shipping and your 20% off. Spend a little extra, get a lot more. There's a good care kit there for us gentlemen, face scrub, shampoo, ball treatment, and the area that surrounds our balls. I believe there's even a pair of underwear in there for our balls. So yeah, that's going to conclude the talk about our balls. Now let's talk about bets. MyBookie.ag is where all the hoop ballers take care of their winnings and where we place all of our wagers that we post in our article in the Wager Pass, as well as our free plays and our Discord chats. Yes, MyBookie.ag. Use promo code HOOPBALL, HOOPBALL. Let them know that we sent you. Hell, specifically type in my name. I want them to know. But most importantly, you got to let them know what podcast that is. And it is Today in Sports Betting. You let them know that we sent you. And then we, as a family, get to grow. And then we get to set you up to reap more benefits. And that is what's important to us, because we are here to help you win money. And that is why we recommend MyBookie. Their slogan is bet, win, get paid. And it's quite simply that easy. Use Bitcoin to get going. That's a high recommendation of VM Center at Vince Miracle, our guy. It's a recommendation of me. It's so easy. Dan Bespris, the podfather, Aaron Bruski, the godfather, they get in there, they get going with Bitcoin, they get their money in and out, and it's easy peasy. HoopBall's the promo code. Use that. Let them know that we sent you. MyBookie.ag. Bet, win, get paid. Now, as a podcast, we have your balls and your bets covered. And without further ado, we have Today in Sports Betting.
The following is a Hoop Ball presentation.
Ballers! Welcome back to another episode and another edition of Today in Sports Betting. I'm your host, as always, Devin Ellington.
Right.
DALE007 on Twitter. Make sure to find me and the rest of the team over at Hoopball Gaming. And then also, huge shout out to our team that covers the Celtics. So go to @HoopballCeltics. Give the account a follow there. But also, you got to follow my man @BallinOpinions, BALLINOPINIONS. That's Mr. Patrick for you. They got themselves a new coach, so you best believe our podcast on that is going to be popping off. Hoopball Celtics coverage. So, we are going to be looking at some stuff today, but before we do, let's handle some business. We have promo codes that I need to remind you of, but you'll hear it in a pre-recorded segment at some point in the show, either in the middle or before. I'm not really sure yet. I'm going to see how the editing goes. But anyways, mybookie.ag, go over there. You need a sports book. I'm talking to a couple folks right now, trying to get them on. Use the promo code. Jump on the team with us. You reach out to me personally. We'll get you signed up with these folks. And I'll tell you what, Hoopball will even sweeten the pot for you. We'll sweeten your account. So promo code is Hoopball, HOOPBALL. Let's get you in there and get some bets placed on today's stuff. We got a really nice baseball card. We got some NBA looks. We've also got some college baseball lines. My bookie started dropping college baseball lines. So we got a lot of chances to make some money today. We got some news to talk about. Before I do, the other promo code is HoopBall20. That's just like the first one with 20 at the end. And that is for Manscaped.com. Another great sponsor of the show, Lawnmower 4.0, just came out. Built-in LED light with anti-tug technology. Excuse me as I drink some coffee. Try not to burn myself. I can't tell you which one I was successful at. Those are the promo codes. You know who I am. New listeners, welcome in. Glad to have you. We are growing by the day, and I love it. Thank you for all the kind words and the reviews. Leave the 5-star reviews over at Apple Podcasts if you are an Apple user. It's easy to navigate. Just type in Today in Sports Betting. We're almost top 8. We're trying to crack top 7 by the end of the summer. Top 5 before my birthday would be awesome. For your reference, that's September 7th. We have lots to talk about today, like I said. So I think, the best thing for me to do is to stop rambling and probably to just actually start talking about stuff that y'all want to listen to. I handled all the business is handled. So what do you say? Let's get some baseball in here, some MLB, since we got some early stuff. We got 3 p.m., 3:10 action today in a couple different spots. Early 6 p.m. starts. We got some opportunities. And look, I'm just going to tell you, if you follow me on the Action Network, @DALE007, like it is on Twitter, you're going to see some crazy shit in there today. And I got some wild stuff in here. I'm just saying. Let's start with my crazy ass first five-way parlay. Say that 5 times fast. First five-way parlay. That's a 5-legger. It comes out to be plus 1077. Look, it's a parlay, and normal casual listeners, frequent listeners, are probably shocked to hear me starting the MLB card with a parlay that is involving all first five bets, because it's a conglomerate of stuff that I usually don't touch. But look, it spoke to me, and I figured I'd roll with it, and we'll see how it goes. There are a couple of risks in this because it is a parlay. I mean, hell, it's all a risk, but, you know, we'll talk about those. I've got Houston to win the first five. I mean, heavy juice. I don't need to talk about the juice. It's a five-way parlay for a reason. Houston first five for obvious reasons. I mean, they're the best team in baseball. Toronto, you know, Baltimore's offense has to wake up eventually. I hope it's not during the first five innings of today. Manoah did get roughed up last start. We'll see how he bounces back. He's a young kid. Cincinnati against Drew Smyly in the first five at minus 125. That's going to be a standalone play. Also, just throwing that out there. John Gray, Corbin Burns, first five under four. I'm looking at this one. All right, so there's a lot of chatter that Corbin Burns was one of the major, people that was using, like, the sticky spider stuff is what they keep calling it, the spider nectar that the MLB is cracking down on. So we've seen him get roughed up two straight starts, three straight starts. If he gets roughed up, and if he gets roughed up by Colorado, the worst road offense in the majors, then I will definitely subscribe to that narrative. But as of right now, I think he's still a good pitcher. He's going through some really tough stuff here. He's got some pitch mechanics that he's been working on. So we'll see. And then here's another shocker to hear from me to come from my mouth, is that I am going to be making a play, and this is the fifth part of the leg here. And I have a first five play on the Mets and the Phillies. And it's a money line play. It's minus 125. I done lost my mind. So that's how we'll start. Now I'll get into the rotisserie style that you're accustomed to. Overall opinions on the Milwaukee-Colorado game. I talked about the two pitchers. I talked about the sticky stuff. I think that's obvious as to what the narrative is in this game. Under four for the first five is a component that I'm confident in that parlay. John Gray, I think, has some positive regression coming his way. If you look at his Baseball Savant page, he is in the top percentiles of just about every pitching metric. And then he's also going to be getting an upgrade, getting out of Coors Field and going back to some of his strengths whenever he gets a chance to pitch on the road. Milwaukee, a hitter's adverse ballpark. So I look for the two worst offenses in the majors to struggle a little bit. I don't know. Something tells me that they could, maybe because they're the worst teams to score runs efficiently in the majors. I don't know. Just a reason. New York Mets in game one of the doubleheader. I can't believe I'm playing this. But, you know, I'm going to look for them to win early. Getting Conforto back is huge. And I'm going to play that simply. I'm going to leave that simple there because we need to rapid fire a little for today's show. There is going to be some overlay, and then we got lots of ground to cover. I was thinking of saying the AUDL while I was thinking about that. So mixing my words over here. Toronto and Baltimore is a 6 o'clock game that I'm going to be looking at heavily on. Like I said, Toronto is in that first five parlay. Not looking to play it as a standalone game. Fact of the matter is, Harvey's on the mound. So, Vlad Jr. as a home run prop might have a little weight to it. So, I'm saying. New York, Boston. I don't know how to make out this game. It was on my card, and then it wasn't, and then it was, and then it wasn't. And then I don't know. Now I'm talking about it on my podcast, and I still don't know where it's at. So Let's go ahead and skip that one because I just honestly have no conviction in it. And I don't want to bog down time on the show to talk about something that I don't have a lot of value in. So next up, Angels, Tampa Bay, Griffin Canning. If you've heard me talk about the pitcher here, Griffin Canning, I like to fade him. And honestly, I think that the Angels might be able to get a first inning run here against Kittredge, who has severe control issues and walked every batter that he faced last time up. He usually only goes two innings. He's got a technical opener slash starter placed in for behind him. I can't remember who it is today, but it's a bullpen day for Tampa Bay, which makes it weird. But with the injection of Wander Franco, the number one overall prospect in baseball, I think that this ball club's having a lot more fun and they're swinging a lot better. And against the pitching staff and the bullpen of the Angels, I would probably even look at a Tampa Bay run line at plus 120. I've not had good success with it in the past, but that doesn't mean I won't look at it. Tampa Bay to win today, I think, is a good look. I'm just giving overall just brushing over of my thoughts of the market. These aren't plays, leans, or certain designated ideas. Over 4.5 on a team total, I would say I have a stronger conviction on that. In regards to the total for the full game, I'll come out and say it. I'll be the first one to say it. I'm not that great with picking Tampa Bay totals, but I am damn good at picking Angels totals, and they are such an easy one to target whenever there's an over opportunity. Now, I know the overs are a downtick when they're on the road versus at home, but they're still both these teams, and you wouldn't think it about the Rays, and I wasn't sure about it either when I was looking through stuff, but both these teams have 40 or more overs on the season. So, yeah, I mean, they have more overs than they do unders on the year, and I think that with the chances of the bullpen for Los Angeles being involved heavily and from the get-go, and then with their chances of getting a run in the first inning or first two innings, let's take a stab at it. I would take a look at the first five over if I didn't already have so much first five bullshit already on my card that I just somehow stumbled into. But here's the thing. Over 4.5 in the first five, even shade, I like it, you know. The Rays could get going early, and then we may not see any runs the rest of the game. So look for that to be in play. I love the injection of Wander Franco to baseball. He's a great prospect, and he just looks the part. Houston and Detroit, I feel very strongly about, and I'm going to have a lot of wager pass stuff in this, so I can't really talk too deeply about this game. What I will say is Michael Brantley is batting second again. I've cashed 4 days in a row. I've joined several groups on Green Room, which is what used to be Locker Room. So if you want to check that out, follow me. All my information is the same across all the socials, at DALE007. And we just hang out. And then if you're familiar with the Twitter page at Hakeem Profits Ski, he's a very well-known, nice guy throughout Twitter, gambling Twitter. So check him out too. Shout out. And just hanging out and talking general stuff and a lot of baseball stuff. I've found that Michael Brantley, in fact, is very, very talented in the number two hole. And then he's also very effective against sliders and four-seam fastballs. I mean, I generally knew that, but whenever you look at tonight's matchup against Willy Peralta, who has a 7.11 ERA, Michael Brantley against sliders, which Peralta throws primarily sliders and four-seam fastballs, which is why I'm bringing this up. He throws three pitches. Two of them are the ones that we're about to talk about. And he's a right-handed pitcher. So if we talk about Michael Brantley and hitting against right-handed pitchers, he does it at a 400 average with a 923 OPS, just saying, just putting that out there first. And then we have 30 plate appearances so far against sliders on the season, and Brantley has a 321 average in those 30 plate appearances with a 493 expected slugging and a 347 WOBA. You feel me? All right. You get where I'm going? You smell what I'm stepping in? Okay, cool. So Michael Brantley, props tonight. You know, if you find some really good value and you daddle around in the props builder on my bookie, you're going to probably be very profitable. My personal favorite, and I'm going to give a freebie away here, even though it's going to be in the wager pass. Two hits, Houston to win for Michael Brantley at plus 116. Give it to me. I mean, he's had a multi-hit game, two games in a row. Him at the number two spot is ridiculous. I don't have the Baseball Savant page up in front of me currently, but I was looking at it this morning and last night. His slashing line all the way through, his walks, his numbers, his expected average, his WOBA. I mean, I'm telling you guys, it's such a crazy good hitting spot for him. And honestly, he might be my favorite player in baseball. He just goes about his business. Houston, you know, they're just doing the damn thing. And right now, it's just so hard to stop them. Over 5.5 for the team total. You know, you got to give that a look. You got to give the over 9 a look. I got over 9. It swelled up to 9.5 at even money. You know, if you want to get some even money, this is another good spot. They say don't bet heavy favorites very much in baseball or join them up together in parlays. But I will say that this is a heavy favorite that I think does not fall tonight. And I think that this is just – they're winners all the way around. And you can look at Yordan Alvarez props. You know, he's been scorching it, and we ain't even really been talking about him. But Altuve – I mean, Miles Straw's getting it done. Like, who do you want to talk about? Now they got Toro. Toro had RBIs last night. Chaz McCormick's going to be in the lineup. There might be good value on him. But look, the fact of the matter is this is a buzzsaw of a lineup for Houston. And Michael Brantley to have over 0.5 RBIs at plus 122, I think is what I had it at. Plus 121. I mean, yeah, that's another great spot. Phenomenal spot. So Colorado Milwaukee just tipped off, or I say tipped off, just began. It's not basketball. I will say, now that they've started, I can go ahead and give a paywall lift here. We got Christian Yelich to have at least two hits at plus 400. So 100 wins 400. 4-1, baby. Yelich over one hit. At least one hit in Milwaukee to win at minus 110. Locked that in. So we talked Cincinnati, Atlanta. I'm not going to dig too much into that one other than the fact that I like targeting Drew Smyly. Cincinnati full game. I don't trust it because they're bullpen. Give me Cincinnati for the first five. That'll probably be a wager pass play. That's two freebies. Looky there. Let's talk Kansas City. They're in Texas. If I wanted to, I could go to this game tonight. But I don't know. Do I want to? Probably not. I don't think I do. Kansas City gets disrespected against right-handers. I get it. Like, they're not that great. The Rangers going up against lefties. The only guy they got that does anything, really, Charlie Culberson. So, I mean, how are you going to try to navigate full game and support Texas as bad as they are? Mike Miner's actually had some really good starts as of late. I like Kansas City here, even though they are terrible on the road. I'm looking to maybe support them here. Not maybe. I am supporting them. And 3-7 in their last 10, Kansas City. I mean, they need a bounce back. They need a good win here. 15-21 on the road is not a good look. But look, here's a, you know, Kansas City minus 1.5 at plus 150 might make it into the wager pass for me because A, it offers a lot of value. You know, we get a unit and a half back if we flat bet one. And then we get to check out some value. You know, and look, Royals opened at minus 110, and it's at plus 105. It was at plus 108, and it's coming back down. I think it settles at even money. But it's been moving, is what I'm saying. This has been a tricky one to look at. I got a very, very early open look at it. Like, I got it as soon as it opened. I thought that this was a spot with Mike Minor being good lately and being a lefty, that this was a good spot to support the Royals in. So, moving on. Seattle's rolling a lefty in Yusei Kikuchi out there. Their opponent, the Chicago White Sox, Carlos Rodon, also a lefty. Dominant lefty. What I'm looking at here is the fact that the White Sox are so good against left-handers, and they're so good specifically in the first five. This number has swelled quite a bit. When it opened, it was something different, way different. And it's even gone up another 5 cents since I placed mine in it. And this play was something I should have locked in at the very beginning, the first thing to do, you know, on the card, but I got distracted by other stuff in my handicapping. But Chicago White Sox as a pick in the first five, minus 135, you're going to see that as a very popular play throughout all of gambling Twitter or any interactive whatever plays you see out there. This is going to be something that gets talked about a lot. I'm on it. I like it. I think that the Mariners team total under 3 has some weight to it. Over 4.5 for the White Sox at minus 107. I'm into that. And then I also like the fact that the White Sox are in a good spot to be a part of maybe a 2-3 leg parlay for me, like just as a strong base. The White Sox, just against lefties, they're hard to look against. So we're looking to back the White Sox. Arizona, San Diego, I'm gonna have no opinion. Pittsburgh, St. Louis, Will Crow, pretty bad. I would look at maybe taking a fun bet and looking at, yes, there being a run in the first inning. Overall, not looking to back either side. Cleveland, Minnesota is a no-touch for me. Washington, Miami, I might look at the first five under just because Lester's been good lately. Lopez, a controlling dominant pitcher. Second game of the Phillies and Mets doubleheader, no thank you. Not looking at anything in that one. Oakland and San Fran, this is going to be a great baseball game, and I'm looking forward to watching this game in general. But I've got over 4 in the first five on my radar, nothing put in stone. I'm looking at over 3.5 for both team totals. Johnny Cueto's on the mound. I'm going to double dip the team totals in this game and go for a triple pinata. I like the fact that the over could be in play. Wind is blowing out 10 miles per hour, and right now we're getting 7.5, which is kind of low, honestly. So let's see where it opened. It opened at 8.5. So it's come down a full. So, I mean, maybe there's a lot of sharp action on there, but still, let's go with the team totals. The team total overs were getting heavy shade. So I think that says something, them both being 3.5. I mean, that says that we're expecting 4 runs from both teams, but yet the total at 7.5 is getting, you know, man. So, and the total of 7.5 is still getting some shade of minus 117. Based off that, man, the market's given us some nuggets right here in this game. The Nuggets are free. Look, I'm loading up on this game. Over 4 in the first 5 at -120. Over 3.5 for both team totals. And they're both being shaded. -122, -132. Over 7.5 at -117. Let's fatten up on this game. I love it.
Yes.
That's a spot there. Colorado, Milwaukee, top of the first. 1 out, 1-2 count. Corbin Burns pitching to Daza. Top of the first, Phillies, Mets. 2 out already. Bryce Harper at bat. Let's transition out of pro baseball. Let's go to college baseball. Like I said, there were some lines up today. And we had some interesting results. There's some COVID stuff going on in the tournament right now, so be keen on your news. It's going to be changing. We need to look at – I mean, I was wrong on Virginia. And look, I kind of did that hoping it would be an opposite jinx because I want the Big 12 to do well. I want them to win baseball. Texas, our last shot. Mississippi State is who they have tonight. 7 p.m. This will be a good game. Great pitching. Great pitching. Great pitching. Under 8.5 is definitely a spot that I'm looking at. It's at -130. The chances are, though, I say that, but these Texas bats are very potent. They're a lot stronger than Mississippi State, so I might lay off that under, and I might look at Texas -1.5 since they seem to be rolling right now. Texas -1.5 at +115. I think that's a pretty good look there. That's some good value. Texas is -140 on the money line. Mississippi State +120. I don't really have an opinion there. But look, Texas, they're playing good right now. Mississippi State is too. And the SEC still has, let's see, they got Vanderbilt. They got Mississippi State right off the top of my head in this thing. Tennessee went home. So, Tennessee, LSU went home. So, yeah, Texas, Mississippi State. I'm looking at that. This is just going to be a fun game. Fun game. Very fun game. Let's check out some NBA stuff because there's a lot of stuff swirling in this game tonight. And something that I'm looking at is the potential blowout aspect. So I'm staying away from prop bets. This is all right. It's gone up to +8.5 for Atlanta. They're +280 on the money line. Milwaukee -350. The under is, continuously croaching. It's gotten under 225 now. It opened at 228, I think it was. This is honestly a spot that I'm not really looking to mess with too much, to be honest. Had to. I'm sorry. So look, I'm good. I was prepared to talk about a little in this game, but the only thing that I would continue looking at is because it's been cashing. Trey Young points over. He's just been like pure money this postseason. And then also, Chris Middleton to have a bounce back over his points. I think it was 22.5, 23. Might look at that spot. The under, peculiarly. Yeah, no, I've always struggled with that word. I thought I would try. Strangely, is getting a lot of movement down, probably because of the looks of a blowout. Milwaukee to win by 15 or more is getting like 4-1 looks, I think, +350. So I might look at that. I think this is a blowout spot. Something's telling me. So let's move on though, because I want to talk about some more. Let me give a college football win total play here. I want to do Arizona getting an early jump. I got my Phil Steele magazine, so I've been going through it. listening to some other podcasts. Shout out to Sports Gambling, you know, Sports Betting Group. Those guys are good over there. Team Previews. Man, this coffee is good. It's got me jacked up. Here's a TikToker named Petey. We'll hear a little pop culture spill. Petey on TikTok, and he's got this really funny Pepsi Cola TikTok. And I don't think I can say some of the stuff. Like, I was going to quote it, but we'll leave it out. If you want to go check it out, it's really fun. You'll know what I was referencing. It's got me all jacked up. Woo! All right, so here's the thing. Arizona bringing in a really good defensive coordinator this year. Jed Fish, first-year head coach. I like the look that Oregon is getting some opportunities early in the season. Their win total set at 2.5. They're getting a game against FCS Northern Arizona September 18th on their third game. That's a pencil-in win. I will say Northern Arizona, very talented FCS school. They handle their business. And look, would not be shocked if they win this game. Just saying. I'm looking at Arizona's run game to be strong this year. They got some returning talent, and they've had some guys transfer in. So looking for that to be something to keep an eye on. And they got experience returning across the O-line, I think 3 of 5. And then they got mostly upperclassmen. So, like I said, I'm starting my light brushing on all these team previews. And early look, if you can get it at your book or your cousin Tim in the alley or whatever, over 2.5. They got a chance to beat Colorado. They got a chance to beat UCLA. I got those penciled in as losses right there, October 9th, October 16th. But they're coming to UCLA off of a bye. So that's something I can look at. But, you know, and it's at home. So, but overall, Dorian Thompson-Robinson for UCLA has a chance to be one of the better top, you know, echelon Pac-12 quarterbacks this year. Late in the year, they got a shot at Washington State. Cal, Utah, they can grab a couple or three or one there. And look, they honestly can beat BYU. Like, that's going to be an exciting game, like, from the jump. BYU lost a ton of talent. BYU lost almost all their offensive line. They obviously lost Zach Wilson. They lost some receivers. They lost D linemen. Now they still have a great coach, but I think that they could win against BYU, but then they would lose at San Diego State. If anything, they split those first two. They don't go 0-2, they don't go 2-0. But I think that this is an Arizona team that we're going to be able to see some value in, and we're going to get some lines that we can maybe take advantage of this year. And yeah, they've had some success in Boulder, won 7 of the last 9 in Boulder. So I'm looking at taking advantage of them against Colorado maybe. Look, it was a long ways away, October 16th. So we are looking ahead, but over 2.5 right now. I mean, just, yeah, that's a good look. This defense is going to be – their defense is going to be pretty good. I'm looking forward to the advancements in defense that they're going to make. I'm really looking forward to digging into this Florida International team. I've got all sorts of stuff that I'm looking forward to. So we're going to look abroad. We're going to take a peek at the Ultimate Disc League. And then we'll probably wrap this show up. I want to talk the Ultimate Disc League because DraftKings got free lobbies that we can get into tonight. And my computer's doing a weird new install for DraftKings Sportsbook lobby thing or whatever. But tonight, Dallas and Los Angeles, the Roughnecks and Aviators Obviously, the game on Twitch and YouTube, DraftKings sponsored stream game. So we are looking at that game. That's going to be a really fun game. This is two teams that are going to be at the top of the league, already are, you know. So look for this to go down. I'm going to say that I need to pop open this game preview. Yes, by my boy, Daniel Cohen. Whoop. Daniel. It's Daniel Cohen on Twitter. And, hey, he just started him and Adam Ruffner are doing a brand new podcast for the Disc League. This league, guys, I'm telling you, it's exciting as shit. So we're going to get in on it on Betting Floor Ground Zero. We're going to be a family that enjoys it and handicaps it and wins money on it. So Dallas, they're heading west to take on the Aviators Friday night. It's the game of the night, obviously. On paper, it's going to be a talented Roughnecks roster. They got Kyle Hinkie. Chase Cunningham and Kyle Hinkie both left Austin Soul. We've talked about the Soul losing some players this offseason, but they reloaded, obviously, since they're having early season success. But they have they've got immediate roles. And Cunningham, a really strong 6'3" D-line quarterback, so really anchors the defensive line in the transition game. He matches well downfield as a cutter since he's so tall, and he's a powerful lefty. Brings out a new dimension for this defensive counterattack. It brings a new flow to the offense. A really nice athletic hybrid. So it's just really interesting to watch. He's averaging 20 completions per game after averaging 19.7 in 2019 with the Soul. The Roughnecks' late-game defense has been something that hurt them, so they need to clear that up. And the D-line offense should continue to develop chemistry as Cunningham gets more reps established with guys like Dylan Larberg and Brandon Malisek. So I want to shout out Ben Sadok becoming the first player. Now, I believe Ben Sadok plays with the – I just saw this tweet, but I believe Ben is with the Atlanta Hustle. And he is the first person. Yep, here it is. Here it is. Yeah. First four games as a pro. First player to hit the 1K clubs. So that is 1,000 receiving yards, 1,000 throwing yards, 13 assists, 16 goals. The guy's just rancidly on fire. That's awesome. Way to go, Ben. Shout out, Ben. Now, hold on. I'm trying to figure out what team he's with here. Ben Sadok. I'm pretty sure it's the Atlanta Hustle, DC Breeze, Boston Glory. Those are my three guesses. I'm trying to figure it out. I'm sorry, y'all. I don't know everything off the top of my head yet, so we'll talk about it here soon. So, look for Dallas's defense to be more clutch. Ben Lewis, Hunter Taylor, you're going to be huge. Sean McDougal and Sam Cook, though, for Los Angeles. Those guys are going to be nifty. I'm looking forward to really watching them play. So if you need a bet to make and you know people that are getting you action on this, tomorrow Minnesota against Detroit, take Minnesota any which way you can. They're at home against the Mechanics. Minnesota really going to work Detroit. Detroit pretty much beats themselves every game, and then they let the other team that they're playing beat them again. So they usually go 0-2 in every match. So Detroit, pretty bad. Very bad efficiency numbers. And, yeah, so just terrible. Just don't do anything other than back Minnesota in this one. Let me back out and go and find where Ben Sadok plays. See if I can't find a roster here. I'm going to try to find Ben Sadok. Boston Boston. There we go. Boston Glory. So it was one of the three. I just couldn't remember which. Okay. I think that's enough content for today. What do you say? Enough content, enough coffee. I think we can go ahead and wrap this show on out of here. Don't forget to use those promo codes. Follow me at DALE007 on Twitter. Go to hoop-ball.com and bookmark it. Join our premium to get into the Discord chat, which is where a lot of the fun stuff happens, a lot of the nitty-gritty BTS behind-the-scenes stuff. So make sure to check that out. Check us out. Use those promo codes. Help us grow. That helps us give and grow and give and give and give more. So let's do the damn thing all together. Make sure to check out all the other team content, like I mentioned, at Hoopball Celtics, at Ball and Opinions. Great accounts, great follows. At Hoopball Mavericks, we'll have some heavy news to talk about with Jason Kidd being the new coach named. So let's roll it on out of there. Sending you all of my positive vibes, all of my positive energies, and we are going to have a day. Be safe, be kind, do something with your might, with your heart and your mind. Have a wonderful day. I'll see you back on the next one. Have a wonderful weekend. It's Friday. Let's roll it on out of here. Today in Sports Betting is out.
This has been a Hoop Ball presentation.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.